The letter that I'm about to read to you is one that was sent out to members of the CLC as an expression of thanks on behalf of the writer. The letter is signed by Julie Lau, who is the wife of Professor Lau, and of course the mother of a couple of our students. Dear readers, it has been over a year since my stroke on 12/9/06. My recovery has been a very slow process, admittedly too slow for me sometimes, but a lot has taken place since my stroke. I spent a couple of months in the hospital and one at a nursing home. It was good to get back home and resume my new life, regardless of how different and how many adjustments were necessary. Actually, it hasn't been bad at all, and if I start thinking that I'm so bad off, all I need to do is envision how it could have been, based on what people tell me. Starting with the fact that I could have easily not been here, or here, but in a vegetative state. But God spared my life and has given me a different outlook on life, for which I am thankful. Having a stroke at 42 is uncommon. It obviously can happen, and it happened to me. Imagine my surprise and confusion when I was told what had happened. I had no idea what a stroke was, thought that it usually happened much later in life, and wondered what it meant for me. Unfortunately, it meant a lot. Because of my particular stroke, I lost the use of my right limbs. It would take a lot of rehab, and even then there were no guarantees. My unspoken reaction was that may be true, but I was sure that just with the passing of time, things would improve. It took the passing of my first year since the stroke for that to sink in. So that's where I am now. It's going to take reestablishing connections from my brain to my right limbs to improve. Time doesn't heal all. In the meantime, anything I do has to be with only my non-dominant left hand. Poor me, right? This isn't fair. What did I do to deserve this? This kind of mentality could come easily, but it's counterproductive. Things aren't as bad as they expected them to be. And I'm reminded by people that I should be thankful and focus on what I retain, not what I lost. There have been benefits to the stroke. Life is less stressful with being able to do fewer things. I laugh a lot. Unimportant things don't matter as they used to. My relationships are much more important. I've met some people whom I'm sure I wouldn't have otherwise met. I lost some weight. I have been forced to become decaffeinated. A lot of good has come from that. I've been forced by circumstances to take on different duties, and I keep more normal work hours. Parking spots have become easier to find. I've developed a more appreciative attitude towards my family. They've been great. I've been blessed through them. Joe is an excellent primary caregiver. He's taken charge of a number of household chores without complaining. Our daughters Stephanie and Heidi have picked up a number of household duties. Darren and Dan have had a few added tasks, but their roles have changed the least. They are now the trash and recyclable haulers. Thank you, family, for all your help and love. I haven't always shown my appreciation like I should, but it is there. You are awesome. My greatest source of comfort, however, is my faith in Jesus Christ, my Savior. God reveals that these things happen for a reason. I have accepted that I will never understand and need to stop trying to figure out God's ways. Trials serve for my eternal good, not as a punishment. God makes use of different events in my life for my and others' eternal good. I need to keep in mind that God's thoughts and ways are far superior to mine. Romans 8. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. James 1. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Serious health problems are a reminder that life here on earth is very temporary and can be very short. A person might live only a second, but has a future that is forever in heaven. I would fall short of perfection, of the perfection that would be required if I were to attempt to gain heaven based on how I live my life. Instead, I know that I'm going there because of my faith in Jesus Christ and His accomplishments through the innocent life He lived for us and the death He suffered for us. That's my source of comfort through life, whatever happens. God took care of my biggest problem, that I, as is true of all of us, am a sinner deserving death and hell. He took care of that problem through Jesus Christ, who came to earth, led the perfect life I was not able to live, and defeated sin, death, and the devil through His innocent suffering and death on the cross, and His rising from the dead. I speak of this in the personal sense, how it applies to me, but it applies to everyone. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It's not poor me. My future is bright. I am looking forward to the perfect body I will have in heaven one day, or one that will not have been affected by a stroke or any other ailment. Philippians 3, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to His glorious body, according to the working by which He is able to even to subdue all things to Himself. Revelation 21, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Joe and I want to thank all who have been so supportive during this time. God has blessed us so much through so many of you. While it is impossible for us to repay all that has been done for us or in some way return the favor, we would like to share what we do have, the love of God in Christ Jesus. To those who know Jesus as Lord and Savior from sin, we offer the prayer that the Spirit of God, through the Word of God, would preserve you in that faith until the end of your earthly pilgrimage. To all others, we extend the invitation to learn more of this Jesus by contacting us or one of our pastors. Through all of this, I have been and continue daily to be reminded that the Lord God is the God of mercy and grace, who has a loving plan for me to get from here to my home in heaven. What comfort, joy, and peace midst the trials of life. He has the same plan for each of you, all in Christ Jesus. With a grateful, loving heart to Him and to each of you, Julie Lau. We'll sing hymn 396, verses 1, 2, and 6. robotics,